Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. God has work for us to do. That is the clear message of Ephesians 2. We were created specifically to do the work that God has prepared ahead of time for us to accomplish during our years on earth. Our life has meaning, purpose, and a job description, and God fashioned us for this work. We are His handiwork. Isn't that amazing? God specifically designed and created you and me with the skills, temperament, and makeup to accomplish exactly the tasks He prepared for us to do before we were even knit together in our mother's womb. Incredible. In today's message titled, We Have Work to Do, Evangelist Paul Acqua reminds us that we are indeed God's handiwork, created uniquely and purposefully for doing all those good deeds He prepared for us long before we were born or even born again. Let's join in.
Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where you go. I want to assure you and let you know that each one of us has been appointed to work for the Lord. We have been chosen to bear fruit, and we need to know it is our work, and it must be done. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ said in John chapter 9 verse 4 that, I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. So my friend, it's a statement to us as followers of Christ, commending to us promptness, determination, and practical earnestness. This text of scripture reminds us that we have a work to do. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. And that's recorded in John chapter 20 verses 21 to 22. It's a powerful statement. We are sent in the same way that the Father sent Jesus. We have the same mission of reconciling people to God and the same empowering of the Holy Spirit to accomplish that mission. I tell you, my friend, we have work to do on this earth. Inasmuch as we have but one life here on earth, we should diligently accomplish all our God-given purposes in this world. Because once we die, we cannot return, nor in the grave can we carry out any of our assignments. You should move quickly to serve the Lord, win souls and disciple them. That's our commission. That's what we got to do. That should be our priority. We are not saved by good works. We are saved by grace through faith. We all know that from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. We cannot work to save ourselves. That is done already. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ finished it on the cross. He said it is finished, and that is great for us. But now we have work to do because we are saved. The reason we have work to do is we have not been saved to be idle. We are workers together with the Lord, so don't receive the grace of God in vain. We were not saved to be idle, my friend. God didn't choose us to be idle. He chose us to go and bear fruit. Jesus said, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you, so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will remain, fruit that will last. And He continued to say that, and so whatever you ask in my name, the Father would give you. We were not baptized in the Holy Spirit to be idle, and we are not set apart by God's grace to be idle. But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You see, that's what Bible says many of us know from Acts chapter 1 verse 8. We were not redeemed to be idle. The Christian life is a total commitment to God. The Bible says that he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again, recorded in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15. The Christian life demands quality of devotion and utter self-sacrifice to God. It's a going hard after Christ and all-out commitment. It's about abandonment of self. That's why the Apostle Paul said his goal was that Christ would be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. That's what the Apostle Paul said. And we should be having the same mission on this earth. Every true Christian is to remain steadfast in the work of the Lord throughout his or her entire lifetime on this earth. Be steadfast, immovable. Always abandon yourself in the work of the Lord, that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It is a total lifetime of commitment from the moment you receive Christ as our Master, Lord, and Savior. Our Lord Jesus Christ promises to praise and reward us, you know, for committing ourselves and faithfully living for Him. He would say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. God has assigned us work here to do. There is a divine work added to every believer's plate. Not only are you a wife, not only are you a husband or a student or a laborer or a particular professional, but you have been appointed ambassador for Christ. The Apostle Paul considered himself an ambassador for Christ, and he applied this title to all believers, not only to elders or pastors or teachers, but all believers. According to the Bible, the position gives every believer specific responsibility for sharing the gospel and pleading with unbelievers to be reconciled to God. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, that now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That's our job. We are the spokesperson of God. Before we receive Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, the Bible says we were children of disobedience, working for the devil. You can go and read that for yourself in Ephesians chapter 2, from verses 1 to 4, that we were children of disobedience, but having been saved by the grace of God, our new appointment comes with different responsibilities. We are ambassadors for Christ, and that means we are messengers, we are spokespersons for God, or representatives of the ruler or king. So therefore, you as a believer, you are a representative of King Jesus on this earth. What an incredible appointment, what an honor that God has assigned to us. We have been vested with the full power of the Holy Spirit to act on behalf of the government of God. Typically, in every nation, I pray that you will carry out your duties as commanded. So do not just live on earth being idle. Do you know your purpose on this earth? Let me ask you. Let me ask you again, what are you living for? Seek the will of God for your life. Work for Him. Serve Him. The Lord told us to occupy till He comes. He said, "Occupy till I come." We should continue to work for the Lord as we wait for His return. The early disciples did exactly what Jesus told them to do. He said, "Get this message of eternal life to the whole world." We are the light of this dark world, and we carry the light of the gospel with us. God intends to change other people's lives by our lives. We must take the light of the gospel to make disciples of all nations. That's what Christ told us to do. It's the will of God that we live in such a way that we influence the people around us by behaving as instruments for His ideas of the future. That is God's will. That is His purpose and His plan. God created you and me with the aim of making each and every one of us an instrument for His ideas of the future. He has given us a fantastically exciting agenda on this earth to represent him, to win souls, to disciple those souls, to reconcile people to God. He gave us the command to evangelize the world before he returns. He said, occupy till I come. That means that keep letting your light shine in this dark world. That means that keep living for God. That means that abandon yourself in the work of the Lord, making disciples, preaching, sharing your faith, and keep winning souls. Hallelujah. God is counting on you and me to spread the gospel. That's why he said, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and in the end of the earth. You see, it only takes a short piece of scripture and everything in a person's life can change in an instant. I'm telling you, there is power in the gospel of Christ. There is power in the word of God. We have access to the truth that the world needs. Your greatest impact will be on the people around you. Start your witness about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to your family members, to your neighbors, to your colleagues and classmates and the like. Your greatest reward is knowing that your effort has helped people to be saved, to come to the knowledge of Christ. Your achievements may not be known to the public, but God knows, and your labor will never be in vain. That's what the Bible says. God is counting on you to spread the truth, and the world is also counting on you to discover the truth, because the truth makes people free. You can play a role in spreading the gospel and to protect people from being blinded by the devil, the enemy of our souls. Be a witness for Christ and do more for the kingdom of God. God will use you in a way that you never dreamt possible. Let me tell you that those who are waiting for a worldwide ministry and not actively pursuing the opportunities at hand will never be used by God. Serve without excuse. Keep on working. Seize every opportunity that comes your way. Go very hard after Christ in all-out commitment and abandonment of self. Do the work of the Lord, and I know that you would be blessed indeed. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, now is the time to do so. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.